This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to watch us live, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go ahead and check out the right side of that page. There's a button there for YouTube. You can watch us live. Join us on live chat with our faithful friends. And because we love to hear what you have to say. Your input is important. And I wanted to tell you thank you very much for your trust, first and foremost, to 119 cities across the United States of America, and that's why I am inviting you to watch us live and to be a part of the conversation every step of the way. Now, if you're driving, I get it. You can call us, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You can also jump over on to beforeitsnews.com and watch us live, beforeitsnews.com. And again, friends, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Today we're going to talk about how little Americans know of their own history. Ignorance is forging their chain. And I'm going to do my best in the next hour to just try to cover a couple topics as to what we're dealing with on a 24/7 basis. If you look at going back to the foundations of our country 245 years ago, somewhere around there, there is political sermons. And the Black Robe Regiment that was used along with less than 3% of the population in the 13 colonies and the 56 signers were preaching on the topics of the day. Why? Because the Word of God applies. It's applicable to every topic that we face as human beings. It's the Lord's will for us. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? Well, He's showing us what His will is. He's showing us how to remedy the problem. And the problem is always found not only by the law of God, Romans 3:20, which exposes the crime, but He also brings in the answer. He brings about the resolve concerning every issue that we face. And it's for our wisdom, friends, and prudence to go back to the Word of God and adhere to the Word of God. It's the safest place to be. Why? Well, in the face of what's taking place today, friends, I've told you this before in the past, and I tell it to you again today. It's interesting how all of a sudden all these people that I've known for years, every single time something goes wrong, guess who the first guy is that they call? Hey, Bradley, where are we at? Got a phone call this morning. Bradley, where are we at? My friend that I've known for 20 years told me, he's a heathen, he told me that, listen, I had for the first time in years had all 3 months booked. He's the guy that does all the sound across the Midwest. He deals with all the big boys in the music industry. And he said all of a sudden the rug was pulled. Okay, now, friends, I want you to think about this. There's also fear in the air. There's also hysteria in the air. Okay? There's also pandemonium in the air, right? And we know that much of this is man-made. But God is using it for His purposes. I'm always going back to the Word of God so I can hear what the will of the Lord is concerning every given situation. But I want to go back to this, friends, because we need to understand that the Lord will use the bad guys. I'm going to go over to the book of Amos, hopefully before the end of the show today, and show you exactly what I'm talking about. He tells us, because you didn't listen to me, this is what I'm doing. Because you didn't listen to me, this is what I'm doing. Because you didn't listen to me, this is what I'm doing. Okay? The Lord uses wicked men for His purposes. And if I go over, friends, and I look clearly at Amos 3, in verse 6, it says, "Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid?" People are afraid right now. Why? Because the Lord is bringing about judgments upon a disobedient people through wicked men. Now listen carefully. When judgment commences, friends, keep in mind it falls upon the heads of the wicked as well as the disobedient children that belong to the Lord. Okay? He goes on and says in chapter 3, verse 6, "And the people not be afraid when the trumpet's blown." That's my job, is to blow that trumpet, friends. "Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord hath not done it?" What does He do? Is the Lord creating evil? Absolutely not. He is holy, He is just, and He is good, right? But understanding what He is doing, He's taking the evil of wicked men, and He's undermining it to use for His glory, to bring about a judgment upon a people that refuse to listen to Him. Hence, how many times have we shared from this pulpit, friends? Listen, the Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. It's interesting how many people are calling Bradley Dean right now because they're scared to death of what's going on here. Why? And I'm talking about heathens. Why are they calling me? Because they know what I'm telling them is the truth. And the truth of the matter is, over the 20 years that I've been on radio, nobody can accuse my ministry of being off base on one topic. Why? Because the word of the Lord is sure. It endures forever. It's forever settled in heaven. And guess what it's always going to come back to? The Lord and His word. Because it's the rock of ages. It is truly the lighthouse that people come back to when they're in trouble. And the beauty of all of this is when people are, once the Lord begins to bear witness on the behalf of His prophetic ministries in the United States of America, we can sit back and wait for Him to bring it about as we continuously blow the trumpet, which we have faithfully done. And once circumstance comes about, all the people come back over here, and guess what we do? We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to them to bring about repentance. Remember, law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Now, I want to say this because it's important that I do. Over the last couple days, I've been getting emails from people that should know better. And I'm saying this again for the very reason I want people to understand what it is that we're doing here on this show. I got an email. We had on Line Government and Mainstream Media play the music and the people get up and dance, Hypocrisy. By the way, we had about 511 viewers that day alone. Keep in mind, I don't have Restream. If I had Restream, we'd be in the thousands by now. But the availability of Wi-Fi is limited to us. But we're doing really well to those that are paying attention to the show. And again, why are they coming to the show? Because they know what we're preaching is the truth. I had one guy this week said, I've been on Sons of Liberty for a long time, and I love what you do. But, he said, we're not given a spirit of fear. You're exactly right. It's also interesting to note, during this time of this coronavirus, I'm not moved by circumstance in any sense of the word. Could that be the fact that we were not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind? 2 Timothy 1:7? Absolutely. He said, whether it is the coronavirus or government tyranny, he said, I believe you've gotten your eyes off of Jesus Christ. Wait a second. What Bible, friends, are you reading? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. You can watch us live. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click us on, watch us live, or go to beforeitsnews.com. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I am talking about, and I'm rolling out into how little Americans know of their own history. Ignorance is forging their own chains. I had somebody yesterday tell me, I've been a Sons of Liberty listener for a long time and I love what you do, but here comes the but, right? Enough buts to fill an arena. We are not given a spirit of fear. I have never exhibited fear one day of my life since I've been saved, friends. You can rest assured of that. And I can thank the Holy Ghost for that. 2 Timothy 1:7. There's strong confidence in those that fear the Lord, Proverbs 28, okay? And he makes his righteous bold as lions. The word bold defines out as being what? Forward to danger. They go towards the battle. They don't run from it. Opposite of what we're seeing in the American church today. He goes on and says, whether it is the coronavirus or government tyranny, he said, now is the time to preach Jesus. The gospel is preached to those that are broken by his moral law. You don't preach the gospel to everybody. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. The gospel is doing it the way that Jesus did because we're to follow him and to emulate him. And what did he do? He was a preacher of the circumcision, Romans 15:8. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. There comes a day and there comes a time where people will no longer listen to the things of the Lord until judgment drops upon them. And that's what they're listening to today. And the opportunity is given to preach Jesus Christ. But listen, you don't preach repentance towards the consequence of God's judgments. We're to fear God. You don't preach repentance concerning the consequence of all the bad things happening in the world today. What are they going to be converted over to what? That's converting men to the fear of what they were afraid of, not to God. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment, okay? I went back and I said, did you miss that throughout the show? I can't do it for people, my friend. through every single show that I do on this program. It is intertwined with Scripture and the U.S. Constitution in magnifying the answer, but 90% law, 10% grace. Okay? Philippians 2:12 says what? That we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Okay? I can't do it for people. Then he comes back and says, I think you're focusing on government tyranny that you have taken your eyes off of. Interesting that you would say that, because throughout Scripture, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, what did the prophets do? They preached out against what? Tyranny. Right? Oh, Bradley, I'm not getting that. You're not, huh? That's funny, because I'm reading right now in the book of Exodus, where Moses was sent by God to confront the tyrant of tyrants named the Pharaoh in Exodus 5. Okay, is that not preaching the gospel during that time? Oh, you know it was. Or did you forget about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they refused to listen to Nebuchadnezzar? Oh yeah, that's preaching Jesus Christ, because that's how he was glorified. As a matter of fact, when he didn't bow, guess who showed up? The fourth man in the fire who was glorified. Jesus Christ, is that preaching the gospel? Oh, you know it is. 1 Corinthians 2:5 says that we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. The kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. That is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's just a system of the Scriptures rather than that of man. And what has man done? They have made void the commandments of God. By doing what? Taking heed to the tradition and commandments of men. Did Elijah confronting Ahab and Jezebel and the false prophets on Mount Carmel? I was there, have the hat and the t-shirt. It was great. In 1 Kings 18, was that preaching the gospel? Oh, you know it was. Or what about John the Baptist in the New Testament in chapter 3, verse 19 of Luke? When he was reproving King Herod for all of his evils, was he preaching the gospel? Yes, he was making the path straight for the Christ, was he not? Yes, he was. Oh, and friends, don't forget about Acts 5:9 when the Lord sent the angel to free the apostles that were in prison. Was it their job to stand out and preach against tyranny? Oh, yeah, were they preaching Jesus Christ? That's exactly what they were doing. What Bible are some people reading today, friends? Listen to this. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten. But you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake. For what? A testimony against them. Is that preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? Oh, you better know it is. The testimony of Jesus Christ found in, Revelations, friends. I'm sorry, Jeremiah, is the gift of prophecy. And who bears witness as the prophet? Jesus Christ does, by the power of the Holy Ghost. To he who hath the Son hath life. To he who hath not the Son hath not life. He's not going to bear witness to the lie. Is he going to bear witness to the truth? Oh, you know he does. Now take this to your history, because what we're talking about right now is how little Americans know of their own history. Ignorance is forging their chains. What the American people are used to concerning the gospel is not the gospel in so many different ways. In so many different ways. They've taken on the message of the hirelings rather than the preachers of the Word of God. The hirelings of the day that are preaching the said gospel that so many make reference to. What, they open the gates to the sheep and allow the wolves to devour the sheep? No, that's not what they do, but this is what we're seeing today. And they've taken on the fact they're the ones preaching the gospel. No, they're counterfeits. The shepherds and those that follow the shepherd, Jesus Christ himself in John 10:10, they know his voice, and a voice of a stranger they will not follow. They do not turn and run in the day of battle like their fathers did, according to their tradition attached to old customs. Nope, they fend off the wolves. And that's exactly what we're doing here today. It's for a preacher to be the light of the world. It's for the church to be the light of society. When that goes, everything else goes. And who are we being devoured by today, Americans? Those that we have refused to resist and to stand against. In so many different ways. I want you to hear this, okay? Patrick Henry, the famous Patrick Henry, said, Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I, his Cromwell. Just watch that. What an outstanding film, friends. Oliver Cromwell. When the king committed the act of treason against them, Cromwell, the leader of the military during that particular time back in the 1600s, he turned on the king and gave him the opportunity to get it right. And when he refused to do so, he had him decapitated in front of the nation. Oh my goodness, isn't that American history in so many different ways? Our forefathers throwing off a tyrant across the pond. So many people talk in tongue in cheek and they say, you know, the answer to tyranny in America today. And they have a picture of a rope. Well, that's what your forefathers did. Just ask Captain Andre, who committed the act of treason once. George Washington hanged him. And guess what? Mercy rejoiced against judgment. If you understand Scripture from the beginning to the end, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. It was a mercy to the American cause that Major Andre, who was committing the act of treason against we the people in this country, be judged. And he had him hung. A good judge does not overlook crime. And it's the church's job to keep the commandments of the Lord, to uphold his judgments, to establish the light. The church has lost its mind because no longer is it the mind of Christ. They have wandered from the Word of God. And keep in mind, the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey. But listen to this. This is Patrick Henry. Caesar had his Brutus. Charles I had his Cromwell. George III, the third, right? Treason, he said, cried the speaker, may profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. What did our forefathers do? The Black Robe Regiment, during that time of our founding era, kept the 13 colonies awake as to the tyranny that was going across the pond, that was going on across the pond and within the colonies concerning the British that were on our soil. That is the gospel. That is the gospel. To suggest otherwise shows people that very few in this country have a knowledge of their own foundations. How little Americans know of their own history. Ignorance is forging their chains. These are the same people that are critiquing the likes of my ministry that would rather come after me for exposing the crime, right? And what do? They strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. Well, they subject you to the tyranny of the day. And I didn't say of the year or of the decade, the tyranny of the day. And oh, and by the way, let me interject this. Because we just found out, Tim Brown just reported this on sonsoflibertymedia.com. North Carolina GOP Senator Richard Byrd has been caught as an insider trading after he misled Americans about the COVID-19. So you better not preach out against that. No, you just need to preach a false gospel. And you need to just keep preaching one direction. As a matter of fact, Bradley, what you need to do is just go along with what everybody else is doing. Nope, not going to happen here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he doesn't think a national lockdown would be necessary to slow the spread of the Chinese coronavirus.
I don't think so. Essentially, you've done that in California. You've done that in New York. Those are really two hotbeds. Those are probably the two hottest of them all in terms of hotspots.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to work on a stimulus bill that would help Americans affected by the coronavirus crisis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the need is real.
We need to push immediate relief to Americans. We need to keep Americans employed as much as possible and help job creators literally stay afloat.
The bill will also include a way to get money to small businesses, and lawmakers are planning on working through the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to say something really quick. There's a lot of people that are talking about this QAnon, and I want you to understand that for anybody that's thinking, understand that this is a PSYOP operation. Okay, they're adding a clean faucet, but there's poison in the center of it every single time. You better be careful. Stick to the Word of God, because it's been tested and tried and proven. Okay? This is my job, to get you on the straight and the narrow, right? Difficult is the way. Yes, it is. But it's not once you get there. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Did you not hear about the professor that was given his great exposition, and everybody was going to go there and listen to his eloquence? Oh, my goodness, how does this get? The way he articulated words was second to none, but he denied the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And one man, a simple man, stood up and he said, with an apple in his hand, "This apple in my hand, sir," speaking to the eloquent friends, professor. "This apple that I have in my hand," he takes a bite of it, swishes it around in his mouth, and says to him, "The apple that I have in my hand, sir, is it sour or is it sweet?" He said, "Because I noticed that, man, I mean, the way you articulate things, the way that you say things, it's second to none." You know, the Bible says wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. God has confounded the strong things of the world by using the weak. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And this professor of great eloquence said to him, "That apple that you're chewing on right now, I can't tell you if that apple is sour or sweet." And he looked at the professor that was denying the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and he said, "You can't tell me if my apple is sour or sweet." He said, "No." He said, "Neither have you tasted my Jesus." And the Bible tells us in Psalm 34, "Come and taste of the Lord." Friends, and the bottom line is there's so many people out there acting like they know what they're talking about, but they have not the Spirit of God. They're reprobates, and they rely upon the system of man, which is fallen. Period. We are to follow the Christ in Him alone. Anything short of that, we're going to get in trouble, and we do every single time. Watch out for these PSYOP operations, friends. Don't be led astray by someone that thinks they know more than you do. And there's a whole lot of them. They'll do everything and anything to attempt to justify themselves, showing God in defiance towards Him and the people that they're responsible for and the country that they're responsible for by continuously defying the very one that sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for them as well. They want to refuse it. It's the oldest sin in the book. It's called idolatry. Now, I want to get back to this because I got an email this last week, and we're talking about how little Americans know of their own history. And ignorance is forging their own chains. And it's exactly what's happening in this country. They refuse to see the facts for what they are. Well, I was told just yesterday that, Bradley, you've gotten your eyes off of preaching Jesus Christ, and you're magnifying the coronavirus, and you're magnifying tyranny and governments. Wait a second, I'm not magnifying anything but Jesus Christ in my message. That's why I intertwine Scripture throughout my whole discourse. And furthermore, preaching the gospel falls to those that are broken by God's moral law. It does not apply to everybody. When you look at the epistles, you look at 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, you look at Hebrews, you look at 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Galatians, Colossians, Ephesians, the list goes on, Titus, Philemon, so on and so forth. Revelations, if I didn't name one of them, forgive me, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, so on and so forth. It always applies to the faithful in Christ. In Christ. That's who the gospel belongs to. They're beneficiaries of the gospel. They're partakers of the divine life. That does not fall to unrepentant men. And guess what? It's my job to use God's moral law to bring men to repentance. And if they don't want to listen to that, they're going to listen to the judgments of God. And guess what's happening? People are calling Bradley like crazy, saying, Bradley, what's going on? Tell me what the deal is. And what do? I point my finger at Jesus Christ. I am preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Furthermore, when you read Ephesians 5:11, what does it say? And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. What is the preacher's job to do? But rather reprove them. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I was highlighting the fact how people would rather strain at the gnat and swallow the camel and say, man, you're just magnifying this and you're magnifying that. You're not preaching Jesus anymore. Really? Name one show in the last 20 years where I haven't preached Jesus. Several times throughout the show. One show. Show me. Sounds like someone's being convicted. It sounds like someone feels condemned. Because they're leaving off their duty and letting Bradley and faithful others that are willing to stand up and do what they're unwilling to do. So what do? They ankle bite. Just this last week, according to what I'm told, friends, that we're not supposed to get caught up in all that. I guess it's not my job to let you know that on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, North Carolina GOP Senator Richard Burr has been caught insider trading after he misled Americans about the COVID-19. Friends, come on. How much more information do you need? Ron Paul comes out, says it's a total hoax. The government comes in, overreaches, operates out of their delegated authorities and their scope of authority. They shut down the nation. Do you know how many people are being put out of work right now? Where did the government derive their power to do that, friends? I'm just curious. And who's pushing hysteria, fear, and pandemonium more than the lying mainstream media and the lying corrupt politicians that I'm highlighting right now? Is that not preaching the gospel? Oh, you better know it is. You better know it is. A saved man does what Bradley's doing. I don't do what I do to get saved. I do what I do because I am saved. He said it. I didn't. Four senators, friends, dumped millions in stocks while Capitol Hill was being briefed on the coronavirus threat, but before markets started tanking. Who gave them that information? It's called insider trading. They think they're above the law. Does that sound like a bunch of people that really believe that there's a coronavirus right now? Absolutely not. They're making their millions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people. Why do I say that? Because the American people have known a long time that government has been making profits off of insider trading. Now, does that sound like a bunch of people that actually work for you, America? I'm just curious. Is it not my job as a preacher to show you the corruption of those that are to serve we the people? You better know that it is. That is the history of who we are. Our forefathers threw off what the modern day gospel hirelings are tolerating. Which one's the gospel? You tell me. Which one's the gospel? I want to know. Common sense does come into play here. Oh, by the way, I also wanted to let you know, Congress is now mostly a millionaire's club. Wow, they make $174,000 in one capacity of government. $174,400, and for some reason or another, within a year or two, they're millionaires? Boy, oh boy, how did they do that? And the hirelings don't say a word. Hey, let me say this to the people that have a problem with my message. It's what you're mad at is not guys like me. What you're mad at are guys that call themselves Christians that fail to stand up against tyranny every step of the way. They're the problem. What you have accepted as the church in this country is a counterfeit to true Christianity. They're not overcomers, they're succumbers. They're the greatest advocates to the abortion industry. They're the greatest advocates to crime and government because they're an extension of we the people through the church, first and foremost. They are the greatest advocate to the sodomite agenda. They're the greatest advocate of using the church, by the way, to funnel money in through the likes of Catholic Charities and Lutheran Social Services to allure Middle Easterns into America that mean to conquer this country. Oh, by the way, did you know that coronavirus, if you're a refugee and you want to come into America, don't worry about the lockdown. You're still welcome. Did you see this, friends? It's a hoax, America. It's a hoax. And the only people drinking the Kool-Aid are the ones sitting in front of the television set. Senator Kelly Loeffler dumped millions in stocks after coronavirus briefing. Whoa! How did they have the heads up on the coronavirus, friends? It's interesting, before they released this pandemonium on the American people, they within government, man, were dumping their stocks. How did they know? Do you see how you're being played, America? Is this not preaching the gospel? You better know it's preaching the gospel. The message is repent, friends, because you're being judged for what you tolerate. And as I said earlier during the first segment, friends, when you look in the book of Amos, the Lord allowed these wicked men to go only so far before he judged the whole lot of them. When you look at Amos 1, he's talking to what? The princes and the kings. And because you failed to listen to me, this is what's going to happen. Because you failed to listen to me, this is what's going to happen. And then it gets up to, because you despise the law of the Lord, this is what I'm going to do to you. Okay? And then it gets worse, and then it gets worse, and then it gets worse. And then we got guys like I'm highlighting even today that would, like in the book of Amos, I want you to listen carefully. Do you remember in the book of Amos chapter 7 when Amaziah heard of the prophecies coming out of Amos, who wasn't a son of a prophet, by the way, right? It's interesting to note that the churchmen, the overseers of the church, playing up to the Herodians during this time, the corrupt king, friends. It's interesting to note that, yeah, it was the king of Judah, Uzziah, and Jeroboam, the son of Joash. The church that started to point their fingers at guys like me. I'm not calling myself Amos. I'm telling you I'm preaching Amos's message, founded on the apostles and the prophets. And that's what the church should be doing. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos, the prophet, the faithful burden bearer, to warn the people, said, has conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all of his words. I'm telling you, friends, what's going on in this country, the word of God is right, but we better look the other direction, because there's too many people pointing their finger at a counterfeit gospel, counterfeit prophets, and counterfeit hirelings in this country. What are we talking about? We're talking about how little Americans know of their own history. Ignorance is forging their chains, and they are. Friends, preaching the gospel is to preach out against sin. Right? Not to compromise with it, not to be diplomatic with it, not to fraternize with it. You get the point. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Listen, I wrote an article back in January of this year, The Power of Protest. Obedience to God is found in resisting tyranny, right? That's the example of our forefathers, and I'm about to show you that. The language of our forefathers is to resist. The language of the American people today is just succumb. It's a lack of Christianity all the way around the boards. I just shared with you, friends, the issues of Moses, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Elijah, John the Baptist. Folks, I can keep going on and 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 on throughout Scripture. And by the way, I have, and I'll do another show on this in the up and coming days and weeks and months. But those governments that are established, the institution of government is ordained by God, for the record. I love good government. But when they become tyrannical, they're going to have a problem. Okay? And this is the American people standing up right now and saying, no, we're not going to succumb to this. We don't believe it. You've lied for how many years, both the media and the politicians, and now we're supposed to believe you? No! Especially knowing that the top official of the DHS, the one that's appointed by Donald Trump to protect us, can't even define the virus. Yet they want to point you to the vaccinations as the result. Who makes money off of that? The one that created the crisis. That's what history teaches us. But when you look at 1 Peter 2:14, going back to Scripture, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by God as ministers for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Is that what's happening today? Nope. When you read Romans 13:3-4, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. Did God minister unto you to do bad, evil, wickedness? Absolutely not. But for good. But if that do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. What happens when they're no longer working for God but special interest groups because they want to establish a global order, which everybody acknowledges today? Remember 50 years ago, that was a conspiracy theory, friends. Poor guys back then. Well, we're living it out in real time right now, aren't we? You know why we're talking about what we're talking about right now? Because of the professed church in America, friends, have taken Romans 13 and turned it upside down. They failed to read Romans 12:21, where the church is called to do that which is good and throwing off evil. During this article that I wrote, Protestants, the power of protest, obedience to God is found in resisting to tyrants, the language of our forefathers. When I wrote that back in January of 2020, it's interesting to note they were trying to push forth mandatory vaccination bills in New Jersey. They were shut down because of protest. Okay, Virginia was doing the same thing. At the same time, they were trying to ban guns. Remember all that? As to what was going on in Virginia, it's the same thing they're doing now in the shutdown. Now they're trying to do it by force through totalitarian methods. You tell me what's going on. Does this government have a history of taking care of its people or capitalizing off them? Absolutely capitalizing, the latter, not the former. I wanted you to remember that the slogan, the first committee's designed for the great seal of America. I want you to listen carefully. This was your forefathers, okay? Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin. They were the ones that were assigned to design an official seal for the United States of America. I want you to listen to this carefully. This was Benjamin Franklin's proposal. And I've got the picture, too, by the way. You can go online and see it. It was a picture, as the official seal for the United States of America, of Moses standing on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, thereby causing the same to overwhelm Pharaoh, who is sitting on an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, rays of pillar of fire in the clouds reaching to Moses to express that he acts by the command of deity. The motto inscribed on the seal was, by Ben Franklin, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. See why Americans are being destroyed today? Because they're succumbing to what our forefathers threw off. John Adams later described Jefferson's depiction of the Great Seal. Oh, and by the way, am I preaching the gospel? You better know it, and I'm practicing the gospel as well. Showing the world my love by my faith, and showing the world my love by the works that I bring forth because of my faith. Faith without works is dead. John Adams later described Jefferson's depiction of the Great Seal. Mr. Jefferson proposed, this is Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, not up until this point, folks, pre, not post, the children of Israel in the wilderness led by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, and on the other side, Hengst and Horsa, the Saxon chiefs, from whom we claim the honor of being descended and whose political principles and form of government that we have assumed. Wow. Wow. How little Americans know of their own history. Did you know the Black Robe Regiments, the preachers of the day, the unsung heroes of the day, and I praise God for every one of them, used to go up to the pulpits when the corrupt king across the pond was sicking an assassins on them, burning out their houses, killing their families? First thing they would go to is their libraries, by the way. They wanted to get rid of the libraries because the libraries were filled with information as to the history of mankind. Hey, America, I want to say this. I want you to listen to me carefully. It's important that my children know how to read. It's important that my children know history. It's important my children see their daddy going forward, good, bad, or ugly. It's important. And it's really important that my children and your children and you are rehearsed in history and education. Why? Because slaves were not allowed to read. You have all of what you need to stand up in the face of tyranny in this country. More than you need. That's why it's so important that you understand your history and what the gospel of Jesus... Hey, folks, the Bible, the Word of God, is... I see blood on every page. We are a blood-bought people spiritually. In America, I see that we are a blood-bought people. I see blood on every page of the Constitution. There was sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have. And if that's the case, out of gratitude, wouldn't we turn around and tell the Christ thank you from our hearts, not with our mouths, in action and by living unto Him who died for us? 2 Corinthians 5:15. By taking the time to understand where it is that we came from so we know where we're going? Absolutely. But see, what we're talking about today is how little Americans and Americans know of their own history. And what's forging your chains is ignorance. And I can see even on my live chat right now the responses of the people. They're afraid. What are you afraid of? The fear of man is a snare. The fear of God, there's liberty. It depends on who you live for. And you're going to eat the fruit thereof. You know, you've heard that saying, you are what you eat. Well, listen, you feed on the bread of life every day, you're going to overcome by the faith that He gives you. If you feed on the spirit of the world and what man has to give you, you're going to succumb to man. That's not good. That's not good for you at all. You need to repent. And you need to get in the Word of God. That's my job to tell you so. It's my job to tell you so. Hey, folks, in closing, the official seal for the United States of America by Ben Franklin was Moses standing on the shore. I'm in the book of Exodus right now. God sent Moses, the meekest man of alive, power under control, to the face of the greatest tyrant known to mankind. And he didn't ask him anything. And here's the other thing. Pharaoh didn't work for the children of Israel. American government does work for you. We don't need this revolution that many people are talking about. We need the Reformation. Listen to me carefully. I hate violence. I hate it. But the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to learn from those that gave us what we have today, not from those that are handing it over to the enemy every day. And until we get back to the right food that we eat, we're not going to become the men of God that we're called to be. It's just not going to happen. Do you remember Roger Sherman? He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, along with Robert Livingston. Again, here's Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Ben Franklin. You know, it's interesting, by the way, side note, that when the Declaration of Independence was first written, Ben Franklin said it smacks of the pulpit. Of course it does. Read the Mayflower Compact. Look at common law. Look at William Blackstone. Look at Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke. They were men of God. And the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it, friends? We have a gift. And friends, again, keep in mind, too much is given, much is required. We have been given much, but we better understand what the gospel is. We better understand the price paid to give us the good news. And we better understand what it's going to take to pass off the very baton that our forefathers passed off to us. We better learn from them as to how they did it. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.